We're broken people now. We're burning out. Hey, what's up, everybody? It is the Stretch Goose Podcast. This is episode 76. Thank you all for jumping on, all the new guys, all the old guys. Thank you very much for being a part of this journey. I'm gonna drink my Monster right now. I am doing a video test and I'm recording the audio at the same time. I gotta try to figure out how to get this thing to work. So we're going to start off with Netflix, and Netflix is issuing a promise to the NFL to fix their shit, because I guess, you know, as we all know, that the Tyson-Jake Paul fight was a fucking disaster. That motherfucking thing did not go well. There were some glitches. There was all kinds of shit. So the NFL fans will face no issues when streaming the Christmas Day games on Netflix, according to Netflix, who identified what went wrong during the fight. History was made on November 15th when Netflix hosted the live fight card, ending with the main event between Tyson and Paul after Katie Taylor's controversial victory. Last time Tyson was in there was about, 19 years ago. So anyway, they had 60 million homes, watching this thing. There was a lot of glitches. There was a lot of fuck ups. Microphones didn't work with the staff. There were guys calling the fight that were dropping out of the stream. Some people were locked out completely, but at the end of it all, the big dogs at Netflix said they solved the puzzle. How, they don't know. They're just making a promise. So we will find out, because Raw also will debut on Netflix January 6, 2025 live from the, Intuit Dome in Los Angeles. The 10-year deal will ensure that the streaming service is the home of Raw in the United States, Canada, UK, and Latin America. Blizzard has an open world first person shooter in development. This is from Gamer. Blizzard is hiring for an unannounced open world first person shooter, according to a job listing. While StarCraft wasn't mentioned, this listing lines up with recent claims from Jason Schreier that Blizzard has a StarCraft first-person shooter in development. I am fucking excited about this motherfucker. I love the StarCraft game. I love everything about that son of a bitch. I love the Terrans. I love the Protoss, the Zerg. I love the entire backstory. This first-person shooter, I will fucking buy and play the shit out of it. I will play the shit out of this motherfucker. Of course, they suggested that, take a trip on over to the official Blizzard website and you'll be able to find a job opening for an associate design director for this entire development. What will focus on innovation and currently. So basically they are hiring for an entire crew to put this thing together. The writing is in place. I am excited. I am going to buy this motherfucker. Absolutely. Of course, the Jets, this is from SB Nation, the Jets have finally decided to let go of general manager Joe Douglas. This team is in the fucking toilet. There's no other way to explain this motherfucker. They legitimately have fallen apart. Aaron Rodgers is not playing the way he used to. It's because he's like 5 million fucking years old. And it's also because of the entire offense just being a shit show. They've changed their coordinators. They changed their coaching staff. They are changing their general manager now. Front office reboot is in place. Woody Johnson has talked about benching Aaron Rodgers for the rest of the year. These guys have completely fallen apart. All I can say to this motherfucker is, damn. That's it. That's it. How do you fix this? Who's going to want to work with Aaron Rodgers? I know how you fix it. Basically, you get a new GM. You talk to Aaron and you tell him, hey, man, it's over. Good night. Thanks for playing. You trade away Devontae Adams. You got to get out from under that contract. You got to get rid of Hassan Reddick and his bullshit. You really got to start over. I know nobody wants to hear that in New York. I know nobody wants to deal with it again after going through Geno Smith and Zach Wilson. And you're going to have to do it. You're just going to have to do it. And there's no way of solving this fucking problem unless you overhaul everything. And I mean fucking everything. There's no other way. The Panthers are doing it right now. They continue to overhaul every fucking thing. And it just doesn't seem to work. Hey, you got to do it. Got to do it. You got to fucking do it. Now, this is this happened in my home state. California did not approve the minimum wage. It's the first time in the state's history that this has happened. Finally, there's some fucking sanity out there in California. Let's dive into this motherfucker. California will become the first state to reject a statewide minimum wage increase in almost 30 years. They voted down Proposition 32, a ballot measure to increase the minimum wage from $16 to $18, marking the first time in the state's history that voters rejected a statewide increase ballot measure. The proposition failed, with 50% of the voters rejecting the measure, over 99% counted, according to the Associated Press. Trade groups, including the California Chamber of Commerce, the California Restaurant Association, and the California Grocers Association, opposed the measure, arguing the ballot measure would have hurt small and family-owned businesses, increasing prices for Californians, and jeopardizing funding for public safety and education. Yes, kids, this shit was going to be a disaster. We already have COVID costing small businesses. They all closed out here. It's very hard to compete in California with its overregulation. Anyway, this would have been another layer of bullshit. If you look at the $20 mandatory fast food wage that Gavin Newsom signed into law, that you've already seen decrease in workforces, decrease in hours. You've seen less franchises getting built. You see a market decline in McDonald's is overall sales at this point. This is a good thing. This is a good thing for California. I would love to turn the state red, but we got to get rid of the fucking blue donkeys first. There's just no other way around it. Of course, admissions, this is from Art News. Admissions to humanities and social science PhD programs have been suspended at Boston University. Thank fucking God. We are finally having some sanity in Boston. If we can only get rid of the mayor. Boston University will not be accepting applications for PhD students in the humanities and social sciences for the 25-26 school year, the institution wrote in an outdated post on its website. The university has not officially announced the change in a press release, nor has it fully explained the implications the news will have on applicants and existing programs. The affected programs include American and New England Studies, Anthropology, Classical Studies, English, History, History of Arts and Architecture, Linguistics, Philosophy, Political Science, Religion, Romance, and Sociology. The Graduate School of Arts and Sciences. All the artsy fartsies can't finish up there. That's good. That's good. We might let's focus on. Let's focus on getting these guys, let's just call it what it is. Let's get this shit fixed. We cannot keep giving away shitty degrees that do not translate into anything. We have to change that. We have to have trade schools. We have to teach these guys welding, plumbing, construction, all that shit, because those are the things in decline. Engineering jobs are in decline. Medical jobs are in decline. Why are people constantly taking shitty, easy education like this? Because jobs just want to see something on paper. I wish jobs would actually look at, I wish jobs would look at this shit a little more seriously than they do, but they don't. In an email obtained by Inside Higher Education, however, the heads of the College of Arts and Sciences put the blame of increased costs associated with the graduate student workers union contracts. Ah, time to blame unions. After an almost 7-month strike that ended earlier this year, in October, the student workers won a new deal. The deal is an annual stipend of $45,000 with a minimum wage of $20 per hour. The annual salary adjustment of 3% in each year in a 3-year deal, expansion of healthcare coverage, et cetera, et cetera. So the unions forced a lot of these closures. You know, it's the first time I'll ever, it's the first time I get to thank a union. I like that. I like that. I like that. And of course, the Health Ethics Committee says no agreement has been reached on releasing the Matt Gaetz report. This is straight from Fox News. Here's my thing. I don't give a shit. Do you give a shit? Do you give a shit out there whether or not this ethics report, like, does it matter? I don't think it fucking matters. Because morality and angel, it's just gone. Being an angel, moral activity, straight and narrow, it's all gone. You know, everybody's a sinner at one way or another. And if you're in the government, there's millions of dollars put away just to pay off this type of shit, and they do use it. So this ethics report, if they see it, then maybe it'll fucking do something. I don't think it will. Who cares? That's my take on it anyway. That's just my take on it. I don't understand. But let's go to the NBA Central. This is on Twitter. They put up the top 25 players in the NBA. And now let me look at this list here. It's always the same bullshit too. Excuse me. Jokic, okay. Doncic, I guess. Giannis, Tatum, okay. I don't understand how SGA is so fucking high up. I really don't. This guy, because when you look at the list of who he's faced in head-to-head play, De'Aaron Fox is at number 20. He's only beaten him twice in his entire career. Twice, and that was last year. He hasn't beaten him since. Victor Wembanyama, I don't understand why he's 16th. I just don't. He shouldn't even be on the list. He's in his second year. He hasn't proven anything yet. I just don't get how SGA is so high on the list. And then you get your usuals, Curry, Durant, Davis. Embiid is never on the floor. He's always hurt. I don't know how he's a top 10 player when he doesn't fucking play. Anthony Edwards, okay. LeBron is LeBron. Brunson, Brown, Booker, okay. Mitchell, okay. Morant. I don't understand Tyrese Halliburton. Why is he higher than Fox? Let's just be honest here. I'm going to just say this about the Tyrese Halliburton thing. I don't understand. The only reason he's an all-star, the only reason he's getting any notoriety is because he's in the Eastern Conference. That's it. That is the weakest fucking conference in the NBA by far. It's been like that for almost a decade at this point. It's a very weak conference. The Boston Celtics ran away with that thing. The year before that, excuse me, the year before that, it was like a fucking, it was a shit show. And Milwaukee took it, but none of these teams had really dominated the Western Conference as a whole. They didn't even dominate in they didn't really dominate in head-to-head play. So Halliburton, if you look at his overall record, he legitimately does not stack up well against the Western Conference. He's the team for the last few years has been below average against the West. And it's very interesting that statistically, he's not better than Sabonis. He's not better than Fox. I mean, you pull the assist game, I guess. I don't think this should be happening. But that's just me. You guys tell me what you think. What do you think about that list? You agree, disagree? This, kids, is bliss. Oh, this is bliss. This is a Toys R Us in fucking Japan. Look at that bad boy. Woo! Oh, that's heaven. As a toy collector, I approve. Look at all those Megatrons. Holy shit. I'm blessed. Oh, I'm going to watch it one more time. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, look at the display. This is heaven. There's none better. Just take it in. Look at that thing. I love that thing. Oh, look at Megatron. He looks legit. I want to go. I'm going to Toys R Us in Japan. I'm going to Toys R Us in Japan. No joke. No joke. The heavens. I likey. This lady is talking about rude people. And I got to say, I approve. I really do.
They're so fucking rude. Everyone is so fucking rude. I hate it. Okay? Not a single word. The whole interaction. And they didn't even give you your chips. You know, they had three things to put in the bag. I just cut in front of that guy.
What happened?
Forgot chips and cheese.
Oh, okay. Okay, for future reference next time. Did you stop at the box?
No, because I didn't want to wait in line a second time.
Yeah, well, next time you have to
wait
in
line. Yep. Okay, sure. Okay, yep.
Say
that I was supposed to stop at the box. That next time they forget my shit, I should stop at the box. Because there's going to be a next time. The talking box back there where you order your food. I went around that guy.
Ooh.
Now it's going to take 20 minutes to get chips. Just so fucking rude. Everyone is so fucking rude. I hate it. Go to Taco Bell, order your food. They forget half your shit. You only got three things.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Drive-thrus are a motherfucker. They not only are they more expensive now than they've ever fucking been, they literally are forgetting everything. They're rude as shit. They shove the money in your face. They shove the food in your face. They don't even acknowledge your existence half the time. I totally agree with this lady. I got to give it to her. Nailed it. And we're going to close with this. And I got to say, guys, this is annoying as shit. Here's Richard Stengel over here on X. He says, Trump has fallen below 50% in the popular vote. His margin of victory is the third smallest since 1888. If 238,000 votes in the blue wall states had been different, he would have lost, not a mandate. And then here's another blue donkey liberal, David Pakman. He is saying Donald Trump is now one, below 50% in the popular, two, has a margin of popular vote victory roughly half of Hillary's in 2016. They believed the left has to lay down and shut up because of this landslide victory. If you want me to see your reply to this post, reply on blah, 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 blah. Okay. And of course I did. And I'm going to expand on this. It really is hilarious. Is this still a loss? Here we are 11 days later, at the time of this anyway, looking for some bullshit fact check about what amounts to a loss. Stop being ridiculous. This is still a loss. When I look at the scoreboard, 76 million, 73 million. It's a loss in the popular vote. When I look at the Electoral College, 312, 226, still a fucking loss. Take your L and just go home. Like, why do these guys want to, why do they want to do this? Why are these blue donkey liberals diving into the weeds to find some sort of fucking weird moral victory? You know, this is the shit that losers do when they go to the locker room after the game and they're like, hey, at least we got 10 extra yards in offense this week. It's like, come on, guy. A loss is a fucking loss is a fucking loss. At some point, you guys are going to have to shut up, quit being retarded, and fucking get over it. And that, kids, is the end of this episode. Thank you all for listening, watching, because this is a video test as well. If it works out, I'll put it out there. Later!